This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, the Friday show. We're here in Saipan, Northern Marianas Islands. I am Vin.
It's Alex.
If you'd like to join us, you can call in. Call-in number is 855-450-3733. That is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And speaking of freedom, for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded business. We're helping to build one, liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. Oh, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed. And there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. We were talking about UBI, Universal Basic Income. I've been saying that that has to be a big part of this whole lockdown narrative because, as Alex has so brilliantly pointed out, it's always about bread and circuses. You got to have the bread and the circuses. We're seeing civil disobedience because the bread appears to be running out.
Yeah.
And here we have Forbes, the headline, $2,000 per person. $2,000 per person plus $2,000 per child monthly economic crisis support act would send payments to over 90% of Americans. I find the names of these things really interesting. It's like monthly economic crisis support act. If it's a crisis, what are they saying? That this crisis is going to last forever? And because once you turn on the spigot and you give people $2,000 a month for doing nothing and $2,000 per child, if you want to see revolution, try taking that away. Yeah. Try taking it, like, you think civil disobedience is bad now? Try taking away somebody's paycheck that you've, yeah, that their free money. It's just like taking a kid's allowance away.
Well, they've done it once already with the lockdown, right? They took away the paycheck. It's not taking away paychecks. That's the problem. It's taking away handouts. That's where people draw the line. You know, once you get hooked on that heroin of free money, there's no going back.
No.
But the paycheck, it's like, oh, I can get a new job, or it's right. Like, you know, people switch jobs all the time. It's a different mentality. But once you get hooked on, it's a benefit. It's a right. It's our right as Americans to have UBI. It's right there in the Constitution. You see it?
It's right there. Yeah, well,
I'm sure the Supreme Court will find it unless Trump is reelected.
I think even if he is reelected, what I see with this is, I see a $2,000
bribe.
Yes, but I see this as the quintessential Overton window moving. So the idea with the movement of the Overton window is that you say something outrageous so that you have moved the window of what is considered beyond the pale politically. You move it so that people will actually be willing to do that. If you would have told people last year this time, you would have said $2,000 per person plus $2,000 per child. I guarantee you all but the most socialist, communist people in the United States would have said, what are you talking about? But I guarantee you, even though this is being brought up by Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris, that there are red state Republicans with back the blue stickers on their car flying Gadsden flags who are like, sounds pretty good to me. I think I could go for that. I need that right now.
Yeah, Andrew Yang's $1,000 a month, that wasn't enough.
But wasn't enough.
every man has a price, and it's been falling for decades. And I think Kamala might be onto something.
What is the price for the American soul? At what price?
$2,000 per person. This sounds about right.
It's what it sounds like. Let's go to the phones, talk a little more about this. We've got James in Arizona. He is listening on YouTube. James, what say you, sir?
There was even a kernel of truth in this alt-right, right-wing mind about what you and Alex have been talking about for the last 20 minutes. You have the moral obligation to move back to the mainland and declare war on our government. That, by the way, is the same government that allows you and your show to be on YouTube, on the Internet, and is protecting you and Alex from an invasion from the world's most evil government, China.
Are you saying that we are alt? Are you saying that we are alt? That we are expressing alt-right views on this show? Is that what you're?
I call you saying? I call you an alt-right, right-wing progressive. For instance,
did you say alt-white?
Alt-right.
Race, gender, and class. Hence, for example,
race?
White
I'm a what?
Soccer mom. White soccer mom.
What yes.
difference does the her station in life or her color have to do with anything?
I will.
The world.
I'm gonna put you on hold, and I'm gonna actually tell you. So if you ask a question, then you have to wait for the answer. I'll let you back on, but I'm gonna give you the answer first of why, because I already did say it, of why it matters that she is a white soccer mom. The reason why it matters that she is a white soccer mom is because we have not seen from that particular demographic in this country, at least in my lifetime. We have not seen that particular demographic being anti-state or particularly being willing to go to jail in civil disobedience. And so because of that fact, it is a particularly remarkable event that happened. It would be a lot less of an event were it myself or were it Alex. Because we are openly outspoken about I'm going to choose my words carefully here. We are openly outspoken that we are skeptical of the legitimacy of the state as it is being expressed. But this woman, even to the judge, said, I have never been in a position like this and never thought that I would be in a position like this. And that is why it is notable. It doesn't specifically have anything to do with race. It has more to do with the fact that we have not, from that particular demographic, seen this, and therefore that's why it's remarkable. So if you'd like to ask your next question, I'm going to take you off hold. Go right ahead.
He repeated a lot of stuff that you've already said, and I'll repeat what I just said. You just proved you view the world through a prism of race, gender, and class. And you harped on that point and made my point beautifully. And you took over my call and have had more to speak than I have, a caller to your show. That's a caller-driven show. So, but respond to the more relevant point of all the garbage at you two loony bins, and literally you're the reasons why I left the Libertarian Party. Because conspiracy mongers, the people that's all anti-government as much as you are, they're not evil people that run Google, Facebook, Twitter, or all the other forms and platforms that you guys are still on. And the government, if they're doing what you say they're doing on purpose, in other words, that it's a pandemic, you have
did have
no
have we
obligation.
Used that term?
You have
we used?
No idea.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold again. If you're going to tell us what we've said that we've done, that's fine. But if you're going to, if you want to say that we are not representing ourselves correctly, I'm going to hold you to the same standard. If you're going to say that we have said it was a plandemic when we haven't, or if you're going to characterize the words that we have used in a way that we haven't used, then we can't really have a discussion. I'm willing to talk to you and characterize your words in what you have said. I'm willing to listen to you. But you're not going to remain on this show, and nor is anybody else, while I have control over this thing, because it's not productive, if you're going to say that we have said things that we haven't. I think that we've been very measured, and we've been very clear in what we've said. So if you'd like to rephrase that, and if you would like to make your point, I'm going to take you off hold. Go right ahead, James from Arizona.
Oh, did I hurt your feelings by labeling what you have been saying for the last 15 minutes?
All right. Well, James, you had your chance. You had your chance, and goodbye, James. So when we come back, we are happy to take your calls. We are happy to talk about anything that you would like to talk about. But what I think is important, as we are here today, is let's get on a search for, let's actually search for truth. If we've been wrong, if we've said something incorrect, if we've said something that has not been factual or has not been logical, please tell us.
It's definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvaney ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
When we adopted Buddy, we didn't know that he has to eat sitting up. Sit-ups had just put him down.
DinoVite.com.
I heard about Dinovite and started mixing it in with his food. He's happy, he's healthy, and he's going to be with me for a long time because of Dinovite.
I love my dog. I want him happy and healthy, so I give him Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are coming to you from Saipan, Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas Islands. I am Vin.
It's Alex.
If you'd like to be part of the conversation, you can talk about anything you want. Call in line 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We're talking about the moving of the Overton window, the idea that things that were formerly thought to be absurd are now actually within the realm politically where people can do things. It's interesting. This goes to this old quote. I think it was most made famous by Rahm Emanuel, who was the former chief of staff of Obama and mayor of Chicago, who said, "You never let a crisis go to waste, because during a crisis you can do things that you otherwise wouldn't have been able to do." And so it is ironic, or fateful perhaps, that the Forbes article about the latest universal basic income proposal, $2,000 per person plus $2,000 per child, monthly economic crisis support act, would send payments to over 90% of Americans. $2,000 per person plus $2,000 per child.
That's more than the median income of the, like, four-person family, right?
I think the craziest part about this is that it says if you earn less than $130,000 per year, so I'm assuming that that's, like, combined income. If you earn less than $130,000 per year, then you do not get the stimulus, or you do get it if you earn less. And it's every American age 16 or older.
Whoa. Well, this seems like the ultimate policy then. You basically destroyed the family as a result, because every 16-year-old, right, they're getting rebellious. They're like, you know, I can drive now. You can't tell me what to do.
I've got my UBI, Mom!
And now that they have this $2,000 in cash, right, they're like, I'm moving out. Me and my friends, you know, we rented a place. We're going to do whatever we want, and there's nothing you can do to stop us.
Yeah, it's... But again, this is the movement of the Overton window. We both know this is coming from Kamala Harris and Bernie.
Two failures of a presidential candidates.
Yes, completely. But
rejected by the left-wing party of America. They don't even support them. So let's not pretend like, you know, this is establishment policy. But
well, you know, Kamala Harris has risen as far as, I mean, she is a senator from the state of California. That's
Well, it is a joke, right? California, you know, they're not, like Trump said about Mexico, right? California is not sending its best, right? If you're a real capable person in California,
right,
you're running a billion-dollar tech startup or venture capital firm, or like, it's a, at the top end, it's a very, very wealthy, successful state. Mm-hmm. It also has, it's one of the poorest states by the census supplemental income measure, but it, at the top level, it's the richest state. They're doing very well. So if she were really a capable person, why would she give up those very, very nice private sector wages, ability to produce companies that have like millions of dollars in output per worker to go to the Senate? I don't think so. I think that, you know, this is the best she could do. She's a good liar, and thus she got elected. But when it goes to the national stage, I mean, she was dropped out very early in the race. No-name candidates, you know, Buttigieg and you know, all these others go way, way further than she did. So I don't think she's very powerful. She's powerful in California for sure.
Sure.
She's built up her networks of corruption and funding and all of that kind of stuff. But at the national level, she's not I mean, her own father was talking her down left and right during her own campaign, just saying how embarrassed he is of her and all that kind of stuff. And Bernie was, you know, he tried twice, you know. Third time's the charm, maybe? I don't think so. Third time's probably going to be the funeral.
So we are looking at them being used to move this window. I think that we can anticipate that the right is not going to say, no, people shouldn't have checks. And it hasn't really been that. It's not about that people shouldn't get checks. It's about who should get checks, and should they be forgivable loans to business people, or should they be just outright checks to everybody? It's about who. This isn't being used about political power. This is a game of power. They're using this crisis to gain more power for the state, but people are going to give it up. Now is the time. Like, they'll take the check. People will sell their souls. They'll absolutely do it.
I think as long as Mitch McConnell's in charge, there will not be a UBI. He seems to be, he understands incentives, right?
Mm.
He might be bought and paid for by various, you know, corporate interests and all of that, but that's because he understands incentives. Some of these others, they're just crazy, right? Bernie, I don't think there was anyone behind him giving him money, doing any of that. He really believes this stuff.
Yeah.
He's honeymooning in the Soviet Union. Like this guy, he's praising Venezuela. You know, he's a true believer.
Yeah.
Whereas the people in charge on the right, they're far more competent. And, you know, the corporations are not going to allow this much UBI. If you're talking 1,000, maybe. But even then, I think Mitch McConnell would push back against that. The only way we go through is if Trump forced it through. I think on the Republican side, it's possible Trump could just say, you know, I need this to get elected. We're pushing this through. I'm going to destroy you like I destroyed Jeb Bush and all the others
low
if you go against
Jeb.
Me. So I think there is a fear of Trump, and that's the only possible way to go through. But as of now, I think Mitch McConnell's, you know, he's been pretty harsh. He doesn't even want to bail out the states, right? All these states, I mean, in the U.S. Mariana Islands, our budget's half of what it needs to be to fund the government, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until we got a bunch of education money this week, the schools were probably not going to open for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have enough money. They were saying, oh, maybe we could open like half days, like 3 days a week, and, you know, in October and November, but even then, we don't know. Whereas, like, Mitch McConnell's just like, well, you know, you guys should have, why are you so over budget, so expensive? Like, take personal responsibility. So if he's been able
to. Politicians taking personal responsibility, though, seems like that seems like a bridge too far. I mean, as we talked about. Right, like, right. Fair enough.
When the death rate, they're talking about 10% death rate in Italy. If then he wasn't willing to bend, I feel like it's even less likely he'll be willing to bend now when the death rate is lower and, you know, there's more and more Republicans speaking out saying, you know, we got to open up, we got to open up. At the peak, they should have pushed this through. That would have been more successful. Now I think what they're going to do is a big infrastructure bill.
Mm. I think that's possible. So you're saying like a New Deal type of plan. They're going to try to build roads and bridges and put up more 5G towers. We've got Vernon from Louisiana. He's been on hold. Let's let Vernon chime in and see. Vernon, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I wanted to ask you all what you all thought about the Libertarian candidate. I heard an interview the other day from him, and it sounds, I don't know, what do you all think?
All right, if you're talking about Justin Amash, I think we could probably talk about him in just a second. We will talk about that. Stay on the line. When we come back from break, we will talk all about the Libertarian candidate.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The coronavirus crisis has sent U.S. unemployment surging to 14.7%, a level last seen when the country was in the throes of the Depression, and Franklin D. Roosevelt was assuring Americans the only thing to fear was fear itself. And because of government errors and the particular way the Labor Department measures the job market, the true picture might be even worse. By some calculations, the unemployment rate stands as high as 23.6%, not far from the Depression peak of 25%. The Labor Department said that 20.5 million jobs vanished in April, the worst monthly loss in history, triggered by coast-to-coast shutdowns of factories, stores, offices, and other businesses. On Wall Street, stocks actually pushed higher as investors realized the numbers were not quite as bad as originally predicted. This is USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller, has tested positive for the coronavirus. The news comes after a member of the military who served the president as a personal valet also tested positive for the virus. The White House is now increasing the regularity of testing for those who come in contact with the president and vice president to now occur daily instead of weekly. Miller joined Pence's office last year from the Department of Homeland Security. A 5-year-old boy in New York has become the second person in the state to die from a mysterious illness believed to be connected to coronavirus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo made this announcement. He also said 73 children in New York have been severely ill and continues to urge vigilance. The syndrome is thought to be related to the Kawasaki disease, a rare but serious illness previously noted in children with COVID-19 in the United Kingdom. New York's Health Department and the CDC is investigating the disease. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The Friday show coming to you from the Northern Marianas Islands. I am Ben.
It's Alex.
And we would love to have you join us. You can talk about anything that you would like to talk about. Call-in number is 855-450-3733. That is 855-450-FREE. Of course, we are discussing the leadership, or let's say lack of leadership, that is taking place around the country. We were going to discuss the libertarian. We had a caller who it looks like he has left now. He wanted us to talk about the libertarian candidate before we had to go to break. I think he may have been talking about Justin Amash saying that he was interested in running as a Libertarian Party candidate. I guess that he had dipped out of the Republican Party. He had left what was called the Freedom Caucus. I find it interesting, to the point of Justin Amash, I've been following him a little bit, but I do find it interesting how he himself, a quote-unquote libertarian, was in support of UBI, actually literally suggesting, oh, instead of doing these bailouts to companies, why don't we give monthly checks out to average Americans? Well, that's universal basic income. So,
well, I could make an argument for it as
okay,
well.
Please do. Is there an argument for it? I mean, I don't really see the argument.
So it all started with Charles Murray, the infamous, the bell curve guy.
Okay. And the intelligence, so for the bell curve, what made him infamous was he said that fundamentally, or what people caught in that in his book, was that different races have different IQs, right? That was what most people took away that was controversial.
It was like 5 pages of a 600-page book.
Exactly.
But that's like all he'll be known for the future.
Right.
But one of the other his other works included proposing eliminating the federal bureaucracy and replacing it with just straight cash payments. So why do we have like 5-10 different government assistance programs, you know, food stamps and WIC and housing support and all of these programs? They all have administrators and jobs and applications and all of this kind of stuff. And instead of doing all of that, why not just give every American a small amount of money a year, and that will allow to save a ton of money on bureaucracy costs and be more efficient. It's kind of like building on Milton Friedman's negative income tax, where he said, let the people have the money. They know what to do with it better. If you know, it's like people take their EBT cards and like sell the EBT card money and all these scams so they can get their money and do what they want with it. So let's just save the time, the fraud, all of that, and just give them the straight cash. So I think that is a compelling argument where, if, you know, obviously it's not ideal, but it's, I'd rather not have millions of federal employees who are going to vote to keep their jobs safe, who are not at all invested in the economy. They don't care because they have a cushy job. It could be a depression or economic boom. Nothing changes for them. So you get rid of all of those employees and replace them with a monthly check. I think you could get a lot of efficiency improvements if it was limited. You need to have a constitutional amendment that would say, in the clearest lettering possible, you know, this is no time for, you know, judicial activism. We're going to spell it out so clear. This one section is going to be longer than the entire rest of the Constitution, just so we make it abundantly clear. This is tied to an inflation index. It can't rise more than X percent a year. If you want to amend this section of the Constitution, you need to have like a super, super majority. Like, just because that's the real threat of the UBI. I think a UBI in general is more efficient than many of the government programs we have. But the problem is every election after that is going to be a bidding war on voters. Who, you, 1,000 a month, Andrew Yang, get out of here. I'm going to do 2,000, or I'm going to do 3,000, and just, you know, we'll spiral out of control very quickly. But if you set it up constitutionally protected, I think you could actually reduce the state in many ways and incentivize all these government workers to care about the state of the economy and to be productive members as well.
I think it's interesting. I mean, it is interesting always when we're dealing with, you know, I mean, at that time, Murray, he's suggesting interesting ideas. I mean, I think that this is something that is now even the people who would be against the other stuff in the bell curve are for. It's very important when we're talking about propaganda and whatnot that we, that there are other sources and that people can actually hear things like what they hear on Free Talk Live. I think also that it's a perfect opportunity for us to talk about Freedom's Phoenix, which is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stand up, to stay up to up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, and government overspending and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, FreedomsPhoenix.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Stan in Ohio. He's listening on WSDT, and he's talking about let's not worry about working. Shouldn't we worry about working, Stan?
Oh, heavens forbid, work. We'll all quit work. That's the first thing we'll do. We'll all just stop working altogether. Then we'll have the Treasury print nothing but money, and they'll send us a big box full of money every month. We'll buy all our food, buy ourselves a new car, it's clothes. You know, Arvani suits, you know, the nice ties and everything, the Bruno Mali shoes and so forth, you know, and live well. I mean, why work when the Treasury can make all the money we need? And
well, who's going to grow the food that I'm buying, and who's going to make my Bruno Modly shoes?
Well, that's easy. You get them in the store. They're in little boxes. Now, the milk comes in these plastic containers, okay? And the vegetables are sitting on this big tray and in a cooler, in a chiller in the supermarket. They're automatically there.
They magically appear?
Yes,
have you considered running for office?
Don't you listen to the brilliance of Ocasio-Cortez, for God's sake?
I think, Stan,
brilliant.
I think...
I mean, for God's sakes, why work? Stay home?
I think you're... Bringing up actually a very, very good point here. The fact that this is a, what you're saying has actually become something that politicians, and not just politicians, but people who are supposed to be intellectuals can actually go on TV and can actually say and be taken seriously by the supposed journalist that's sitting on the other side of them. That to me is frightening.
Yeah, and I think the best point is the stuff, right? When you talk about how everything will just be in the store. Because the money stuff, you can print money, like that is, you know, unfortunately it seems to work. You can just keep borrowing and printing, and the consequences
is the
date.
Half a day.
Half a day to you, too.
Half a day to you as well.
That's our equivalent of aloha.
Yeah, aloha.
The joke is, you know, half a day work days, you know. That's what everyone says, half a day, because, you know. You can only work half a day on the island, but you didn't hear it from me.
That's called island time.
Yes. I think that, Stan, I think that people like AOC, you know, they use this rhetoric to get themselves into a position of power and to further their personal political goals. But I don't think that most of those people thought that a day would ever come when people were actually going to be like, okay, well, let's do it. I think that those people always thought that there would be pushback. And now I wonder what they're going to do when these sorts of actions destroy the economy and they are the ones who are left to blame for it.
They got to find somebody to blame. Yeah, absolutely.
They're going to say we just need more. If the UBI was $10,000, you know, we didn't adjust for inflation. That was our mistake. All we need to do is add the 10% yearly inflation adjustment we now have now, and everything will work out perfectly.
Oh, by the way, this is the Jesus is Bob Hope theory of logic. Have you not heard of that before? Bob is Hope, Jesus is Hope, Jesus is Bob, therefore Jesus is Bob Hope.
I love it. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the call, Stan. You know what? I think that one of the most important things is to show how absurd some of the logic of people who are actually in power is. Yeah. Thank you very much for that, Stan. We'd love to hear from you.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the Friday show, coming to you from Saipan, Northern Marianas Islands. I am Vin.
It's Alex.
We've got a little more time left on the show, and we would love to hear from you. You can call in 855-450-3733. That is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also call in on the Discord on-air call-in lines. If you got the Discord app, you can just simply go to discord.lrn.fm. It'll open it right up. We would love to hear from you. And we would also like to thank our amplifier of the day, Libertariat.
Yeah, thank you very much, Libertariat, for being a platinum member. And we don't ask everyone to be a platinum member. All we ask is you donate $5 a month to the amplifier program. And you do this so you can help spread the ideas of liberty, free speech, and I think most importantly, a discourse, right? Where else can you call in to discuss what's going on, share your opinions, and help change the world? So if you believe in those type of things, please join the AMP program. That's Advertise, Market, and Promote, and you can go to Free Talk Live's website to find out more.
And yes, absolutely, the support is always important. It helps the station to, it helps the program to get out to more stations and to disseminate the message of freedom. I think, as you said, though, Alex, the most important aspect of this program is that it is really free talk. I honestly have my own political beliefs and my own ideas, but if someone wants to call up and wants to refute those and wants to have a conversation, wants to argue about it, you and I don't see eye to eye on everything. I think it's important if we take each other seriously and we want to discuss our disparate views. That is a part of being free. That is a part of living in a free society. If you want a free society, you're going to have to give people the benefit of the doubt until they show you that they are wanting to take your freedoms away. You know, people can have other opinions, and value is subjective. You know, that's part of a free market.
Yeah, it's what's that expression? When peaceful revolution becomes impossible, violent revolution becomes inevitable.
Indeed.
And, you know, giving people a voice is key if you want peaceful revolution. So I'll remind everyone of that.
And I think that that's been one of the scary outcroppings of this coronavirus has been people going out onto the streets protesting. Utilizing their First Amendment rights, although I don't, you know, there shouldn't have to be amendments about it. We should have learned in school as Americans that these are God-given rights, and even the founders of the country said that. They said government doesn't give it to you. God gives you these rights. They just happen to be enumerated in the Bill of Rights because they knew that tyrants would try to take them away. And the fact that under a quote-unquote health emergency, people cannot assemble and they cannot petition the government for a redress of their grievances. The main grievance being, why am I a healthy individual locked in my house?
Yeah, for me, the biggest question right now is, what is a health emergency?
Mm-hmm.
I would love for someone to answer that. Is the flu a health emergency?
Mm-hmm.
How many times more deadly does it have to be from the flu to become a health emergency?
Well, clearly it doesn't have to be any more deadly than the flu to be a health emergency. I think we've clearly seen that. Diarrhea kills 1.6 million people a year worldwide.
How about cigarettes? How about obesity? You know, so many things are killing tons of people and no one blinks an eye. So I just don't understand what makes something a health emergency. If we could start by defining that, and not we, if, you know, the so-called people declaring health emergency could define what is a health emergency? What are the parameters it has to meet? And had they defined those, the emergency probably would have been over in about 2 weeks when they discovered, you know, turns out the death rates are not 10%. Despite what you may think from watching CNN, you know, in Italy, one of the worst hit places, 75% of people over 80 survived.
Yes.
You would think it would be like 100% fatality rate of anyone over 65, based on like the fear mongering you see on TV. But like people, 80 is like the average lifespan, right? It's like I've even heard people say that the average age of death is higher than the average lifespan in the country.
That sounds right. It is. Here's my belief in, again, assuming human stupidity before I assume organized malevolence. I think that there are great incentives to not define what a health emergency is and for this to never end, and here's why I believe that. At the top, Donald Trump, you know, he tweeted out, he couldn't go to any rallies or anything, but instead what he started doing was he started doing these daily briefings, and then he tweeted out about his ratings, that he had better ratings than Monday Night Football for his press conferences. And it's like, wait a minute, tweeting out about ratings? Cuomo on TV every single day. Before that, who in the country, even in New York, you didn't see, maybe you saw Cuomo on the news every once in a while if he had a rally or something, like only his most stalwart supporters. Nobody cared. Those guys didn't get to get on TV. Now, there was just some guy in Ventura County Health, whatever, you know, and people look, and they've got the sign language person next to them, like they're so important that even those who are hearing impaired must be able to see this important message about we've got a plan and it's a phased plan. We've got somebody planning the phases, and they're phasing in to plan the phases, and we've got a phase plan to phase the plan. And there is nothing there. It is vacuous. But these guys get to get on, and girls, women, I'm sorry, get to get on TV, and they get their shine on in a way that nobody else, who cared about these people? Fauci gets to be called, you know, they say, oh, he's up for the most sexiest man or whatever, Fauci. And it's like, come on, man. That's what these incentives are about. Why would they want to stop? Why would they want to turn it off? Why would they want to turn off
There's going to be movies and books and Netflix documentary with tigers and, you know, it's going to be, there's definitely some bad incentives, but I don't think it's as simple as that.
Really? You don't think it's as simple as incentives?
Okay, I changed my mind.
I think it's not just the
narcissist incentives.
Okay.
It's the other incentives. I think that the biggest incentive at play here is the risk aversion of elected officials. So I'd say it's not about the spotlight. They love the spotlight, but what they love more is getting reelected. And their biggest worry is it's better to like act wrong. If we all act wrong together, and anyone who tries to, you know, give an alternative position, alternative plan, we just crush them as if they hate, you know, they hate grandma. Then we can all, no one loses because we're all on the same page. There was no alternative. It was like, you know, lockdown or lockdown. If we made the only choice possible, who had another option?
But why? So then what it sounds like to me then is that there is no incentive for these lockdowns to ever be let up. Like that we could be in lockdown for generationally.
It will depend on the once the election comes, you know, they'll see the polls. If the polls, it always comes back to the
people.
Are you
talking about the November election?
Yeah.
So you're saying that people should, and I actually believe this, I do think people should count on these lockdowns continuing in a pretty...
No, I'm not saying they'll...
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not saying how long they'll last. I'm saying the motivation.
Got it.
The motivation is that if we stay open and a bunch of people die, our opposition, like in the primary, our fellow Democrats or Republicans will primary against us and say, you know, the Grim Reaper killed grandma. How could you reelect them? This person should be, you know, have a Nuremberg trial for the genocide they committed, right?
Right.
They're going to be going crazy, and the media is going to be cheering them on. It's going to be like, you know, even more fear porny than it is now. So that's the biggest incentive, I think, keeping the lockdown going. And what they're going to do now is they're going to open up a little bit and then come back, then open up and say, you know, we tried. Look, we said we're going to open up, then it spiked, and we came back. Like, we're responsible, we're taking actions, we're listening to the scientists, the experts, you know, they're going to deflect the blame and just say, like, what could we have done better? Like, do you want us to risk everyone's lives? We can't do that. You know, we have a duty to the people to say, if it just saves one life, if just one life is saved, it was all worth it. And the news will parrot it over and over again, like, oh,
what
the hero Cuomo, he saved everyone.
What a different narrative from, you know, 100 years ago, where it was like, if freedom costs thousands, hundreds of thousands of lives, it's worth it. I mean, this is the same country that dropped the two atomic bombs and killed innocent civilians and did, you know, sanctions in Iraq, and they're like, it's worth it. But they're like, now, no, one life. We've got to lock you down. Man, it's a sad state of things.
But there's been some hope in the last week or so, and that can continue if you, yes, you step it up and stand up for your rights.
That's right. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.